Phil Hendry Show. I'm Phil Hendry, the Eminem of radio hosts. Continual thorn in the side of comb over boy. Me, Phil Hendry. Good afternoon. We've raised 108. We actually sold some overnight. Holy cow. $108,244 sold to the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD and vinyl. And by the way, we are going to do another personal appearance. We're going to do another CD signing. And we're going to do this at the end of the month, and I believe we're going to do it at Yankee Doodles in the Valley in Woodland Hills. They've always been good to us. They've always been a class act. They got pool tables. They got beer. What else do you need? You got our CD, a pool table, and beer, and you're set. You're set for the afternoon. And we should be there at the end of the month. We may, you know, this is not official, I don't think, but I'll just go ahead and say it because I feel certain that they'll let us in the front door once we clean ourselves up and quit sleeping in our car. So that ought to be the end of this month. It ought to be at Yankee Doodles. It ought to be, but maybe it won't be. And you ought to be there. Pick up this picture disc. This will be where you'll be able to see it, and you'll love it, man. Put a little pressure on Andre to make it happen. Although she did call this morning. She said, well, she's looking, and she says it's cool, so let's go. Maybe we can do our pool tournament there. I don't know. But anyway, it'll be the end of this month. 1-800-449-8686. Is our number. I'm fascinated by, and many people are fascinated by, this story of Robert Hansen? Robert Hansen, the spy, the FBI agent who allegedly turned and sold secrets to the Russians. CNN reports he showed the world a hardworking, low-key family man persona while allegedly selling U.S. secrets to Russia. But a big ego and a childhood fascination with double agent Kim Philby. This was a British double agent who worked for the British government, but was in point of fact selling secrets to the Russians. It may have driven a spy suspect Robert Hansen to risk everything, according to a security expert. And it goes on to tell the story of this man. Very interesting guy. And we want to bring on Bob Green, who has written a book, America for Sale, Espionage in the Post-Cold War Era, that deals with stories like this. And I would imagine, Bob, you're familiar with the Kim Philby case. But thanks for joining us on the Phil Hendry Show at such late notice.
It's my pleasure, Phil.
First of all, before we get into Robert Hansen, who was Kim Philby?
Phil, you had it right. Kim Philby was a double agent working for the Soviet government in the 50s. He worked out of the Soviet embassy in London. He was a liaison. He was a member of the British Secret Service, but his overt name, as opposed to covert, his overt title, his job title, was that of a liaison officer. Kim Philby did a great deal of damage to the West in point of fact, not only compromising the secrets of the British government, but as a courier liaison officer, also compromised much of the Cold War business of the United States government.
And this is the guy that this Robert Hansen dude was emulating?
Allegedly. I think we need to look at Robert Philip Hansen in a different light. I think you need to understand that this man is currently under arrest. Robert Philip Hansen is an American. He's a 25-year FBI veteran, a loyal and hardworking guy. And if you understand what it takes to become an FBI agent, maybe you understand a little bit of what drove Robert Philip Hansen to do what he did. You have to go to school and take courses in law. Many lawyers, people with legal degrees become FBI agents. This is a guy who is married. He has six children.
You're talking about the guy that was arrested by the Robert Hansen, the alleged spy?
That is correct. He has six children, a married man, wants his wife to be able to stay at home. He's got a lot of mouths to feed. And I think, understandably, he wants to give his children the finest education, Phil, that you could possibly give a child, and that, of course, is a Catholic education. He wanted to raise his children in Catholic schools.
Is he himself Roman Catholic?
I don't know. All I know is that he obviously provided for his children the best education you can provide for a child in the United States of America, the top-of-the-line education, and that is an education that is only provided by the Catholic Church and the various dioceses of the Catholic Church. The FBI in America itself, I think, are culpable here, Phil.
Well, I want to get into that with you. I mean, you're saying that this is a guy who had a lot of mouths to feed.
Well, he did. He had a large family. There was an awful lot of pressure on him. It is a very, very pressure-packed job. Maybe he has a wife who wants a bigger house. Maybe he has children who want things. You have kids. I'm sure you understand.
Well, children are always going to want things.
Well, children are always going to want things, but it's one thing to be, for instance, in the media, such as you, Phil, and make a comfortable living, and something else entirely to be a Robert Hansen and having to live hand-to-mouth because they don't pay these agents a lot of money.
What does a 25-year FBI agent make?
Well, I'm sure he's getting paid in six figures. And
but that's not a lot when you're talking about seven people or eight people in a family.
Exactly. It isn't a lot. And I would propose to you that this is a man who was, again, a man who was seduced by the United States government to be a member of the FBI. I mean, look at what the FBI, in conjunction with the Fox Television Network, is trying to sell people on the FBI, this X-Files deal. Join the FBI, and you can chase down people from other planets. Join the FBI, and you can find people that eat their own face. So I don't know what these shows are. You know, my kids had it on one night, and I walked by it. I said, this has got to be the nuttiest thing that I've ever seen. Join the FBI and chase extra-dimensional creatures. All of this, I'm sure, was going through Robert Hansen's mind when he decided to become an FBI agent. He thinks that he's going to chase down aliens and extra-dimensional creatures. The reality is, no, it doesn't happen. So you get angry at America, and that's the point.
All right, so Robert Philip Hansen, the alleged spy, is angry at this country for not coming through for him. And I mean, I got to tell you...
Well, I think that's a legitimate complaint.
Well, no, wait a minute. I mean, I got to tell you something.
Phil, the FBI, they do more before 9 a.m. than you do all day. This sounds glamorous to a prospective agent. Okay, but in point of fact, it's really not.
And it, well, look, it. I mean, this is the thing. The FBI is something that is a job. You're in law enforcement, and they're not promising anything other than to do a job.
Well, I think you're wrong there. I think that I think they're promising an awful lot, and I'm not forgiving what this guy did necessarily.
Let's get to the point. Do you think a guy ought to sell his country out? Sell out his country. Compromise the lives of three individuals, two of whom have been executed by the KGB. Do you think this is acceptable so that he can give his kids a Catholic education?
I think it's a good question. I think it's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
Now, wait a minute. Just to hear what I'm saying, I want to give our phone number, by the way, Bob, so hold the line. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Robert Greene. He is the author of the book, I've lost the name of this guy's book. It's America for Sale, Espionage in the Post-Cold War Era. And we're talking about Robert Philip Hansen, who has been accused of spying for the Russian government, an FBI agent, 25-year FBI agent. 16 years he spent, they allege, 16 years spying for the Russians. Now, we are talking about, and now let me get back on the line here with Mr. Greene. We're talking about America. This is our country. This is where we live.
I understand that, Phil.
And you think it's worth selling your country down the road and compromising the lives of three individuals, as I said, two of whom have been executed, so you can give yourself, your kids, a Catholic education in school?
Well, Phil, I think you need to understand a Catholic education is the finest education you can give a kid.
I understand, sir. I was educated in Catholic schools for 11 of 12 years.
It's a tough question to answer, but when you take a look at how this guy was living, you got to look beyond the surface. Yes, the X-Files are exciting, and FBI agents, it looks exciting. But let's take the X-Files. Did you see how Mulder and Scully were living? Did you see how they lived? The apartments they lived in?
Well, it's a TV show. I mean, it's not...
But the fact is, FBI agents don't live all that well. And when you get an opportunity to put maybe a nice mink stole on your wife's back, you got an opportunity to send your kids to a Catholic school, you got an opportunity to maybe not take so much grief from the neighbors. I'll tell you, I'm a guy, and you're a guy, Phil. We're all human. I think we might take another look at that.
And what about patriotism?
What about it? I mean, it's...
Well, what about our country? You know, the flag and being loyal to your country. And
I think he was loyal to his country for 25 years. I think that's really... The FBI really only asks that of you. I don't know that they're asking for life. Are you talking about being loyal forever?
I'm talking about lifelong loyalty, yeah.
I don't know that that's possible. I don't know that the FBI even reasonably expects that. I think
why wouldn't they reasonably expect it? Look, I'm 48 years old. I plan on living in America for the rest of my life, trying to be a good citizen, and whenever I can, try to be a compliment to my country.
Yeah, but listen to yourself stumbling over yourself. You see you stumbling over the words?
What do you mean I'm stumbling over the words?
I don't even know if you believe it. And Robert Philip Hansen, obviously, is a little bit smarter than the rest of us. He doesn't buy a lot of that propaganda. Do I love my country? Yes. Do I want my country to do well? Yes. But I'm not going to sit there and, if you'll pardon me, Phil, bend over and spread for every guy coming along with a story about Yankee Doodle Dandy and it's a grand old flag. Family comes before country. It's the way it is, and America needs to jump up to modern times and realize this. And
are you defending what this guy did?
No, I am not.
But you're saying you understand it.
A Catholic education...
I got the Catholic education. It's worth selling out your country.
I'm not saying that. You are.
Do you believe that?
Let me think about it.
Let me think about it. John, you're on the Phil... Or no, hold the line here for a second. John, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. John, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Your speaker you have there is a whack job.
Oh, I'm
you
a
don't
whack
sell
job.
Out,
I wrote a
you
book.
Don't sell out your country for any reason whatsoever.
I wrote a
whatsoever.
Book about this. I wrote a book about this, sir.
I don't care what you wrote about.
Oh, you sell,
you
out,
don't
your
sell out your country for a Catholic education? My goodness,
you,
man.
Where were you raised?
Where are your morals at?
My question for you would be, where were you raised?
Where was I raised?
I
got a military family background.
I want you to consider for a moment Robert Philip Hansen. His kids are going to a public school, which in America is about the worst education you can give a kid.
You're talking to a public school.
Wait. Yeah, now wait a second. It depends on the school district.
And your parents.
He's in Washington, D.C. How good do you think the schools are there? They got a crack house at every corner.
He's in suburban Maryland is where
exactly.
He was.
Exactly.
All right. Point is, public education. You got a chance to get your kids, squeeze your kids into the local Catholic school.
It's called parenthood. You don't sell out your country to raise your kids.
You wouldn't sell something to the Russians for that. That's what you're trying to tell me?
If I had a family of six, and I was an FBI agent making, $100,000, and I still couldn't afford, I'd either move out to a different location, or I'd get another job. These guys who are FBI agents
in his 50s,
understand what they're doing, and they understand how much money they're going to make, and they're in it for the law enforcement. They're not in it to become rich.
No, but the guy's in his 50s. He can't start off. If my wife needs a new outfit, and I'm an FBI agent, what am I supposed to do? Not get it for her?
You don't have six kids.
You don't sell your country out by selling secrets to the Soviets to get your wife an outfit.
You guys may have a point, but I've got to think about that.
Wait a second.
You don't need to be on a radio station spouting your stuff because you don't think like the rest of this country does.
Well, I would put forth, and I do this with all due respect, sir, you were educated in a public school system. I don't know that you understand what we're talking about here.
I was raised in I went to high school in a public school
situation.
Right,
that's why I don't think you're getting what I'm saying.
No, I'm getting what it is. It's a lot bigger thing than what you're talking about. I mean, you get the parents involved, but you don't sell out your country.
Well, if you
don't sell out your country.
If you've gone to a Catholic school, you'd understand me.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. I don't. All right, hold. Thank you, sir, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Is this all about sending your kid to a Catholic school? This guy sold secrets to the Russians? We're talking to Robert Green about Robert Philip Hansen, the FBI agent who allegedly sold secrets to the Russian government in exchange for some $600,000 over 16 years. I think it comes out to about $40,000 a year. I don't know. And Mr. Green feels that it's a tough call. You know, you can get your kids into a Catholic school, so maybe you ought to sell the secrets to the Russians. Your wife wants a new outfit. I mean, what happened to patriotism? Or is that dead, too? Is that dead? Okay, great. Just wanted to know, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Selling books.
I understand you're selling books. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry here. Bob Green is my guest. He is the author of America for Sale, espionage in the post-Cold War era. We're talking about Robert Philip Hansen, the FBI agent alleged to have sold secrets to the Russians. And this is a big story. I mean, this 16 years this guy spied, and you're saying every man has his price.
Well, Phil, it's true that every man has his price. You do, I do, every FBI agent, every single person listening to this broadcast right now has a price. And you pay them enough money, they'll do anything. And I mean anything. And I don't want to get graphic, but I'm even talking about things they wouldn't even imagine doing. But you pay them enough money, any animal out of any circus,
Okay, I understand. You know, but we're talking about a guy selling out his country.
Oh, that's selling out his country. The three guys, the two guys that got executed, we don't even know what kind of guys they are. So they might have, I don't want to say.
They might have deserved it?
I don't want to say that, no.
Well, you almost said it. Here is Gene on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I would like to know if he wasn't.
All right, hold on for a minute. Hey, sir. Hey, sir.
Yes.
What happened to the woman that called?
She got indisposed. She almost. She's gonna have a heart attack.
Well, we want to talk to her. We don't want to talk to you. We want to talk to her. So get her on the phone.
All right. Hold on.
What are they trying to pull?
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to push you off. I'm just so upset with this man.
Well, wait a second. What happened to the guy?
That was the gentleman. This is the lady who is calling.
I'm the lady, and I referred you to my husband.
Oh, wait a second. I'm Bob Green. I'm the author of America for Sale.
Well, I'm talking to this station here.
Well, I'm on the station.
Well,
what can we do for you, ma'am?
Nothing. I made a call, and they told me to hold on to speak to this. Is it Phil Hendry?
Yes, it's Phil Hendry. Yes, dear.
Yes.
Look, at Catholic schools, Phil, provide the very finest education that anyone can
there
get
in this
country.
There are other schools that give excellent education.
Well, name one.
And if you can't afford... Well, my children are all professionals today, and they went to the Upper Moreland School in Willow Grove, Pennsylvania.
Upper Mormon School?
Upper Moreland.
Well, I don't... I've never heard of it.
Well, you may not have heard of it,
well, have you heard of Notre Dame?
That school.
You ever heard of Notre Dame?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm talking about, okay? Boston College,
Notre Dame.
But if
I can't afford Notre Dame, I'm not going to send my children there. I'm not going to sell my country out.
Well, look it. What did he do exactly that was so terrible?
Well, we don't know, but he was arrested for...
He gave the secrets away. Two double agents were killed because of him.
We don't know anything about those guys.
Well, why would they put in the paper if it isn't true?
Well, it's probably true, but how do you know what kind of guys they were?
They were double agents.
Maybe they deserve to... Well, I don't want to say they deserve to die, but...
What are you talking about?
You know who deserves to die? The one that they caught for 17 years selling secrets. He's the one that deserves to die.
Look, are you familiar with... Let me ask you something, ma'am. And I mean
I'm not
very...
a Catholic, if that's what you mean.
Let me ask you this. How much money would it take for me to have you sell secrets to the Russians?
No money. I would not sell
come
my country
on.
Out.
Come on.
No, hey, I'm telling you.
How about if I said I got $10 million?
You can give me $20 million. I would not sell my country.
Let's go $50
million. What kind of money did they give this man that he sold his country
this
out?
This guy was getting like... they it averaged out about 40 grand a year.
Oh. Wait. We're on Gene here. Gene, what if I gave you $100 million?
Oh, don't give me that stuff.
Yeah.
Listen.
You would, wouldn't
don't
you?
Don't get off the subject
no,
now.
No, I think I'm on the subject. Gene, if I bet you you'd bend over and do splits for $100 million.
Watch your
I
language,
do
okay?
Because, first of all, I'm overweight and I'm 77 years old. So forget the splits and the money.
What if you lost the
I
weight?
I wouldn't live long enough to spend it.
You wouldn't do splits over a golf ball?
No, I would not. Now, don't talk nonsense.
What
now,
are you
please,
talking about?
I'm not a fool.
No, but I'm making a point, and I think it's a
and
point
And my point is
made.
This. You don't want your government to send your children to Catholic school.
No, I'm saying that a man has the right to give his children a good education.
Yes, he does.
And in America...
But you don't steal or sell your country for it.
Well, what was he selling out? I mean, they probably were
secrets.
Blueprints to missiles that don't even exist anymore. It was probably the blueprints
for
to a mixer.
Years? For 17 years, he must have
17 years.
Out.
The Russians are not stupid, okay? If they're getting blueprints to a mix... What do you mean, a mixer?
He could have given blueprints to a blender and told them that it's a secret weapon.
Oh, now you're going to portray him as a real good man of America? Oh,
what
please.
You're dealing with a bunch... You know what the Russians are? They're a bunch of peasants, ma'am. They don't know anything about
they're
anything.
They're smarter than what you think
they
are.
Yeah, they're so smart, they're standing in line for bottles of vodka.
Yeah,
all right, hold on, Gene.
Yeah,
hold the line. 1-800-449-8686. What do you mean it's a secret weapon? This is the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. I'm talking to Robert Greene. He authored the book America for Sale, Espionage in the Post-Cold War Era, and we're talking about Robert Hansen, who is the FBI agent alleged to have sold secrets to the Russians. And we keep going. You keep saying that you understand, while you may not approve of him selling secrets to the Russians, you understand because he can give his kids a Catholic education. And
well, he is giving his kids, or did give his kids, a Catholic education. And the other thing is, Phil, everybody has their price.
Yeah, that was the other thing, that you were trying to get that lady to say that she'd do splits over a golf ball for a I mean,
look, Phil, I'm not trying to embarrass you. I'm telling you, for the right money, anybody will do anything. And I believe that this man had reached the breaking point. And I believe that the breaking point was there's some nice change. There's pretty good cabbage to be made from these Ruskies. The Russians are stupid as dirt. They're a bunch of peasants. These people couldn't keep that communist deal going. It fell apart like a cheap Chinese suitcase. So the next thing that you do with them is you figure that you can play them for a patsy, which I think is what this guy Hansen thought he could do. How do we know what he's selling to the Russians? As I said before...
Yeah, but you can't reasonably believe that you can sell the Russians the blueprint to a blender and say it's a secret weapon?
I can tell you this, and I know people that have dealt with some deep cover Russian operatives, that you can bring them certain things. It could be a blueprint to a mixer. It could be the plans to a car, a carburetor. And if you use the right kind of language, and if you give the right kind of voice inflection, look, Andre, look, Vladimir, this is a secret weapon. America, blow satellites up in sky. And they nod and they get excited. The Russian perspires quite a bit, and you'll see him start to sweat and hand over the envelope of money. It's all a lot of fun. And I think that
Well, if he was passing those kinds of things, would he be arrested?
I don't know, Phil. The other thing is, I want to say, some Catholics would sell their own mothers to make sure their children are going to get the best education ever, and some Catholic mothers would work the streets to provide for their kids. Now, I don't know if you know anything about Catholics.
As I said, I was raised in the Catholic religion.
Well, I don't mean anything about your mother, but a lot of these Catholic mothers, they'd stand on a street corner to make sure their kid got into a Catholic school, and I'm not kidding either. And
I think you're being just a little extreme. Here is Joanne on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes,
Phil?
Ma'am. Yes.
Yes, I'm. I just wanted to say that being a traitor to me is the highest crime of all, of anything that you can do in this country.
And how much would it take for me to pay you to sell secrets?
I have news for you. I taught Catholic school. I think Catholic school is wonderful.
Okay, and you know what I'm saying.
No, what I'm trying... No, actually, I feel that the parent is...
In other words,
when
I said
children,
that a woman would stand on a street corner to get her kids into a Catholic school, it's
true, you know
true,
what?
Right?
My son is there on a scholarship right now. He's at St. Joseph.
But you would stand on a street corner to get your kid into it.
No. I think that the parent has to provide the role model for ethics and morals in this country for
the
children,
if it's the difference between your kid getting into a Catholic school and not, wouldn't you stand on a street corner and...
You're trying to get the lady to say something she doesn't want to say.
No, my children, are role models as they are. And to me, I took it from my father. I passed it on. I had an uncle that died in a war to save this country. And I think anyone, a traitor, and especially in a high position as in the FBI, I think those people, like people in law enforcement, are more responsible, they're held higher.
How much would it take, Joanne?
Absolutely nothing, because you know what? I work very hard for my money, and I teach both my children the American ethic that we were taught from my parents that came from Italy.
I'll ask you a question, and you can answer me yes or no, and I'm going to know whether you tell me the truth. Would you do splits over a golf ball?
You know what? I think you're a little...
You're really being crude, okay?
No, it's a good question. I'm not talking about selling out your country now. I'm saying,
sold out our country. I'm sorry.
No,
he did it for money.
And
you know what? My children, to me, the most important role model is to be the person who's ethical and moral. And I teach them that way. And my children are both exemplary, believe me.
Would you take
$100? My son is on scholarship, and he has the right ethics. My son has 20 college credits and 2 jobs.
But you're avoiding my question. Would you take how much for a booty dance?
I have news for you. I'm a nurse, and I work with these veterans that died and got killed and got sick and saw people dying.
And what if one of those veterans was in his hospital bed?
And as far as I'm concerned,
and wanted to give you $1,000 for a booty dance?
Are traitors? You guys are traitors.
Why are you getting onto this booty dance thing?
I want to know if this lady's honest enough.
There's something wrong with him. I have news for you.
No, I want to know if you're honest enough to tell me how much you take to do a lap dance for one of these guys in the hospital.
And I love all the morals and the ethics that we stand for.
Yeah, you're avoiding the question, and that answers the question.
Because it's an absurd question.
No, it isn't. How much for a booty dance? How much for a lap dance for one of those veterans?
Will you forget about that?
Stupid as you are.
I will tell you right now, you'd take $1,000 to do splits over a golf ball.
No, you know what? If you met my son for 1 minute, you would know what I was talking about. When people meet my children, they are so impressed.
That's wonderful.
Because my family, actually, from roots from years ago, my son has wrote a paper for sociology about how he got his...
Tell us your son's name. You're so proud of your son. I want to know. What's his name?
My son's name is Steve.
What's his last name? I want to get his paper. I want to read it. You've been talking about your son nonstop.
You should.
Okay?
You know what? I'd love to send
him. Did he go to a Catholic school?
Yes, he did. Okay. And he got a scholarship to another Catholic school because
And did you do splits over a golf ball to get him in that school?
Okay, that's the last
team,
thing.
And he was a brilliant boy.
Yeah. And what did you take to?
Never mind about that. You keep wanting to go down that road. Thank you very much. What are you talking about? How much would you take for doing splits over a golf ball?
I just want to know. Now, she said she worked at a veterans hospital. One of those vets pulls out his wallet, waves a $100 bill.
And what's it got to do with never mind. Angela on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. You're on the air, Angela. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, this guy just absolutely proves that if he got an education in Catholic school, that I don't want my children going to a Catholic school.
I didn't. That's the problem. I didn't get a good Catholic school education.
Where did you go to school exactly,
sir? I went to some run-down, crap-can public school.
Well, that explains a lot,
then. Just like your kids. I
don't have any children, sir.
Well, the ones you do will have will probably... Because you said you don't want to go to a Catholic school.
I wouldn't go to a Catholic school.
Well,
I'm sorry. I'm not Catholic. I'm Protestant.
It's the finest education you can give a child. And I hardly recommend
in your
it.
Opinion.
No,
in your opinion,
it's
the
fact.
Best.
You ever heard of Notre Dame? Thank you.
Absolutely.
What's Notre Dame University?
Have you ever heard of other, like, universities that have no religious denomination?
Name one.
You've got to be kidding
me. Name one that isn't Catholic.
You are just
Wait, so I'll name one. I'll name one. Harvard.
That's Catholic.
It is not?
Yes, it is.
There's no talking to people like you. There
Boston
really
College.
Aren't.
Go ahead, make
I mean, there's
point.
No way that you can talk to anyone with your intelligence.
No, I'm asking you the question, how much it would take for you to do splits over a golf ball. Nobody will answer the question.
I'll answer the question for you.
Go
I
ahead.
Can't give you a number because there isn't one high enough.
To do splits over a golf ball,
to
big
do splits
deal.
Over a golf ball,
big deal.
Sir.
It's not going to hurt anything.
You'd be the lady would be sacrificing her...
Her what, Phil?
It's a ridiculous thing to ask somebody to do.
For $10 million, you wouldn't do splits over. How about you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Certainly wouldn't.
Well, you'd be passing up $10 million.
I sure would, but I would have my pride, and I would know that I didn't sacrifice myself to be so stupid to stoop to something like that for $10 million.
You'd have to tell your children, Mommy passed up $10 million, which means your life
would
have been
I would, and you know
care.
Why? Because I have
All
scruples,
I had to do was
sir.
Splits
something
over,
obviously you do not have.
What is the thing with splits over a golf ball?
Because it's really nothing, there's nothing bad about
it. He's a freak.
There's
obviously.
Nothing bad about it.
I mean, he's asking how much to take for a booty call or a booty dance or a lap dance.
Yeah,
get
because
over yourself.
Everybody likes to talk big that they wouldn't take money from the Russians. Okay, how much for a booty dance? Yeah, don't want to tell me, do you?
Hey, how much can you say is worth someone's life? These people, be it they're good or bad
I don't know
people,
whether you want to believe
were killed
or not,
because of this gentleman.
You're not going to die if you do splits over a golf ball.
We're talking about the two
I'm
guys that died.
Question. Try and answer it.
The
you're
two
so
men.
On everybody else answering questions. Go ahead, answer that.
I
put a price tag on a human life.
I think it was very unfortunate what happened to those two men.
Very unfortunate.
Yes, it was. But you know something? That's espionage.
And
that's
it's
life,
okay
that's life on the other
to
side
do it because
wall.
He wanted to put his children in Catholic school.
That's deep cover work, and every deep cover agent understands the risks.
Wait a minute. This guy sold out these two cats, okay? It's one thing to say it's a risk to do deep cover work.
But they were Russians, too. They weren't even Americans.
They were Russians working in the employ of the United States government.
They were dirty, stinking Russians spying on their own country. They were selling out their country. What do you think of that? You don't have a question answer for that one, do you?
What's the answer? I mean,
the answer is they deserve to die.
All right. Thank you, Angela.
Can't answer that, can you?
The two guys that died were Russian?
Yeah. Weren't Americans, Russians.
They were working in the employ of the government?
Yeah.
Well, it's still wrong to sell a guy out like that. Paul, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I want to tell the guy, man, is it okay to, like, sell crack or something just to put your kids through Catholic school?
Well, I think it's different. I think selling the blueprint, sir, to a transistor radio to a Russian and telling him it's a big secret weapon, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Look, was your name Paul?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you the question.
Ask me a question.
How much for you to do splits over a golf ball?
How much would how about you? How much would it take for you to do splits over a golf ball?
Cool million.
I mean, come on.
One million. 1 million.
1 million, you do splits over a golf ball.
Yes, sir. How about you?
What? This is the stupid, stupid question. Don't answer the question, sir.
Come on. Okay. How much do you do splits over a golf ball?
Don't answer it.
I wouldn't do it. I'm not gay, man. Sorry, dude.
Oh, you're gay.
You just said the Russians were thinking that died.
Yeah, those Russians sold out their country.
Because they sold out their country.
Yeah, they sold their country out.
But now you're defending this guy for selling out his country?
I'm saying, well, what's wrong with that?
Look, and you're not even making any sense. And what do you mean splits over a golf ball anyway?
See, it blows everybody's mind.
Why don't you just say spying's neat like that lady yesterday who was a nut?
You know, spying, sir, is part of the deep cover operative's risks. And I can tell
you,
you
depend on your people to back you up, not to sell you out.
Did you ever see that show, I Spy?
Hey, we're not talking about TV. We're talking about real life.
No, but do you remember in I Spy where that guy, the tennis player, got backed up by the black guy? That's what you got to do.
And that, okay.
So how much?
For me to do splits over a golf ball?
Yeah.
I don't know, probably $100,000.
Okay, there.
Fine. 1-800-449-8686. I'm not gay. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, and I was thinking that when I looked at Eminem last night, and I finally recognized that, you know, I really do like this this guy. You know, I'm just, because I know what he's doing. He's doing what I do. He's sort of turning things on its head a little bit. And that's what we do on the show every day, you know? See, it's one thing, though. One of the things about doing this gig, doing this show, and doing like a movie or doing a TV show or something, you see, we're doing this every day for 3 hours, and movies are just, you know, there's the movie, and it, you know, 2 years to write it, 2 years to film it, 2 years to hire and fire actors, whatever. Boom, there's the movie, then it goes away. But we have to keep reinventing and coming up with ideas and things every day, you know. But what we do on this show is really no different than what Eminem has done, which is, you know, make people angry, and you shouldn't do it that way. It's supposed to be done a different way. So that's all right. I understand him. I understand him. He's like my son, you know. If I have a kid, I hope he's Eminem. How about that? How's that for the ultimate statement, okay? So now you know exactly how I feel about that. Speaking of how I feel about things, we were just talking before I went on the air. Bob's Big Boy, how do I put this delicately? How do I say what needs to be said? Nobody's really said this, so I'm going to say it. Oh, man, what happened? What happened to Bob's Big Boy? Now, you guys who live south of the Mason-Dixon line, what's it called, Melissa? Frisch's or Frisch's? And what's it called in the north? It's some other name. Bob's is called something else in other parts of the country. Now, see, I remember when, you know, and again, I'm just an old creep talking about how it was. Although Schaefer says he remembers when it was really good at Bob's, too. And it was, man. It, like, as recently as 15 years ago, maybe. Bob's Big Boy, you could go and get the Bob's combo, that hot fudge cake, that righteous, those milkshakes, which were just the bomb, you know, and it was just a great place to eat with that statue of that megalomaniacal kid holding the hamburger with his swoopy hair that everybody wanted to steal. And what happened? Maria and I went into one, and I don't want to say where it is, but it's in town here, and we went into one. We were on our way back from the desert. God, it sucked. I mean, first of all, the wait for the table was interminable. Then when we got to the table, the service was slow, and then the food was... There's nothing worse than, you know, remembering something that's being really cool. And I hadn't been to a Bob's in so long. I thought, God, let's go to Bob's. She goes, well, you know what? I got to tell you something. I said, what? I took the kids to one, and it really sucked, and I don't know whether you want to do this. I said, come on. That's probably just unique. The one you took the kids to is different. I mean, you know, I don't know. The chef died and fell in the soup. I don't know what happened, but it can't possibly be that bad. And we go to this one, and, oh, God, they've just hit rock bottom. And I don't mean to beat up on a company that may be struggling. I don't mean to be bagging on a company that probably recognizes that it's not as good as it used to. You know, we have such fond memories of Bob's. You have to understand that Bob's was it's almost like an archetype. And now, to go in there. So, I just thought I had to say that, and I'm awfully sorry, but it just don't go there. You know, the people who go to Bob's, they don't care. They love it. They've been going there for years, and they don't notice that the food tastes remarkably like crap. It's just, it's amazing. They don't notice that because they've been going there every day and maybe every week for years and years. You know, they'll go in. But me, guys like me who hadn't been to Bob's in a long time, and I go into that place and I taste that burger. It sucks. Now, In-N-Out, I guess, has taken the place of Bob's as the great burger in Southern California, but it ain't Bob's. They got to get a statue of a guy. Taylor, how about you modeling for a statue that they can stick out in front of In-N-Out? In-N-Out's a whole different thing, you know. It's a drive-thru. They really shouldn't even be a sit-down restaurant. There's a sit-down In-N-Out near where we live out in Camarillo, and it's wrong. I just want to drive in there, and there's a walk-up where there's 85 million people, and you drive through, and the really cool old In-N-Outs are where they have, you know, they split the driveway so that if you are unlucky, you have to go to the left side so that when the guy is giving you your food, you have to roll down your window and reach over to get it and give him the food like a real idiot. Because if you're not with anybody, which generally I'm not when I go to In-N-Out because my wife, she won't eat that kind of stuff. She thinks she'll get cancer if she eats anywhere other than, if she eats anything other than, like, just drinks rainwater and grain alcohol. My wife believes that it's all crap, you know, so I'm by myself. But In-N-Out is cool, and they got the old horn, you know, like, hey, how you doing today? Real good, man. You know what I want.
You want a couple of things with onions on it?
You bet.
Okay, go on down.
Guys are friendly. They love their jobs. Do you notice one thing? Do you see a lot of black people working in In-N-Out? Be honest with me. No, they're all white. What is that? Is there a thing going on over there? I want more black people working there before I go back. Maybe to go to In-N-Out, man, they all look like it's the same guy from 1958. Same guy with the same haircut. Only now they're hiring women. But there's In-N-Out, and that has to take... But they got to get a statue of a guy holding a burger or something. I don't know. Well, you can't go back like Don Henley said, man. That place is good. Now, there was a place back east. A lot of you guys know Hardee's. Hardee's, I would rather choke. But they do have good curly fries. Hardee's, you just don't ask, because I'd go up there and it didn't look anything. It's like Michael Douglas in Falling Down. Remember he said, it doesn't look like the thing, you know, it doesn't look like the thing. The burger they got up there don't look like they're going to give you the styrofoam thing. And let's see, one other place that I would go and vomit, but fondly vomit, Checkers, great place. That's back east, too. It's like In-N-Out, except the burgers taste crappy. But other than that, it's really fantastic. I go in there, and I'm kidding. I love the one, especially one on Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Oh, time's up. You guys want to get something to eat? I'm hungry.